Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Vanessa Stalter with Marion County Public Health to talk about the anti-smoking campaign, Kick Butts Day. First of all, Wednesday was Kick Butts Day. Explain what Kick Butts Day is.
So Kick Butts is a tobacco holiday. Basically, it is to raise awareness for tobacco prevention. The idea is hopefully to get people who are thinking about quitting smoking to quit that day, so they're going to kick tobacco's butt is the kind of the idea of it. So it's a great way for people to kind of kickstart their path to quitting smoking, but it's also a great way to raise awareness for the youth in our community as well.
A lot of people in Knoxville got to witness it firsthand, it seems like. What did you decorate and why did you do it?
So we are using the Knoxville Football Stadium to decorate the fence to say be tobacco free. It will be displayed the whole day so that people as they're driving by on that main highway, they can actually drive by and see that tobacco free message that's there.
I know this has been in coordination with the Knoxville Community School District. How does that work with what you want to do in the schools to keep smoking away from the schools?
So one of my goals for being the program coordinator is to get an I-STEP program started in Marion County. To do that, I need to actually work with the school systems in our county to get youth involved in doing tobacco awareness in their schools. So basically, it's a youth advocacy group to advocate to their peers to prevent tobacco use among their peers.
What other type of resources do students or even adults have who want to quit smoking? This is one of those times where we want to get that message out. I think the message should be clear that smoking is harmful. Where can people go to find the resources for this?
So we actually have, there is a program in Iowa that is Quitline. People can visit the Quitline website, but they can also work through their providers to get referred to Quitline via different methods. They can either call or their provider can fax in information to Quitline and they'll reach out to them. But also I have actually went through the program to become a certified facilitator for the Freedom for Smoking program that is put on by the American Lung Association. My hope is within this next year that we will be able to get an 8-week program started here in Marion County that would allow people who are interested in quitting smoking to be able to sign up for that 8-week course that would help them through the process of quitting.
It's not something that's done overnight, but let's say someone wanted to quit smoking. What do they need to do? I guess what's the simplest way to either A, start that, or B, get in contact with someone who can help them?
The greatest way to start that process is to think of why you're quitting. I think for a lot of people, you need to decide what that reason is, whether it's you're quitting for your health, you're quitting because a family member wants you to, or you're quitting for yourself because you realize that it's harmful. The best way to get that process started is just to think in your mind why you're quitting and then decide how you want to start that process. Not everybody is comfortable with the Quitline. Obviously, it's a great resource that we have. But if you're not comfortable doing that, I think reaching out to your healthcare provider, a lot of times they can give you great methods to get you started. A good way that we will try to tell people is to track how often you are smoking during the day. So if you take a week out of your time and at least 2 or 3 days that week, track how often you're smoking, what times you're smoking, and how you felt during that time. It helps people to understand, you know, are they smoking because of stress? Are they smoking because that's their break during the day? You know, what are the reasons that you smoke? And that sometimes is a great way to get you started because then it helps you realize why you're doing it.
Well, getting back to Kick Butts, where do you want to take it from here? I know you want to start getting the students involved, and that's obviously a way easier path to do it is to have peers you talked about earlier. Where do you want to take it from here?
I would just like to see our program have a bigger representation in Marion County. I feel like when I started here, I don't know that a lot of people knew that they had a tobacco program here that would be a resource for the community. So I just want to have a bigger presence in the community. I want people to know that they can reach out to Marion County Public Health if they're looking for options for smoking cessation or, you know, if they're just looking for more information, that we are here and we're available for them.
What else is going to be going on for the future for Marion County Public Health anti-smoking?
My hope, like I said, I want to get an I-STEP program going here, but I am also hoping to work with local businesses about implementing policies for tobacco and nicotine-free to basically promote like a healthier workforce, but also to kind of help prevent youth for being exposed to those things, and hopefully will help prevent them from starting.
Thanks to Vanessa Stalter for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.